Dramas present The Angel of Alva. This week's front page drama, The Angel of Alva, is a dramatization of one of the most completely fascinating news stories ever to capture the imagination of the American public. This story, entitled The Town of Alva's Strange Pennies from Heaven, tells of a mysterious angel who is showering this little rural Ozark city's inhabitants with hundreds of dollars almost every week. You will want to read the very interesting and entertaining account of this human interest story, as well as the many other worthwhile features to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Early one warm February afternoon, Mrs. Lawson, whose husband runs one of the filling stations in Alva, came running out to her husband, who was waving goodbye to a departing motorist.
Eddie.
Yes, Nellie?
Eddie, look what I just got in the mail. It's a miracle.
Now, hold on. Calm down. It's a miracle. What the heck's gone wrong here?
Well, read this mysterious letter I just got in the mail. And look what came with it.
All right. With the compliments of an old-time friend. Well, just my britches. A cashier's check for $100.
You suppose it's any good, Eddie?
Any good? Of course it's good. You know what a cashier's check is? You have to plank down $100 cash to buy one of these. Who do you suppose sent it?
I'm hanged if I know. Well, why do you suppose anybody'd send me $100? Oh, not that I'm complaining, because I can sure use it. Don't you remember me asking you at dinner the other night what the prospects were for some extra money this spring to buy a lot of things we need for the house?
Yeah, I remember it. Looks like that old-time friend of yours turned out to be a good friend of mine. Well, save me from dishing out a little of our hard-earned cash. Not that I was going to give you anything like $100. No. But I'd sure like to know who sent it to you.
So would I. Well, how do you think you can find out?
Well, it's drawn on the Bank of Union. Here, you see, it says right here in the state. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you sit down and write the cashier of the bank over there? Maybe he'll tell you.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll do that right away. Oh, I hope I can find out who sent it. I'd at least like to write and thank him.
Well, Nellie, here's that letter from the Bank of Union.
Oh!
Here, open it up. Hurry up. Come on, I'm dying to find out who sent you that $100. Well, will they tell you who sent it?
Wait a minute. Well.
What?
They give me a description of the fellow that brought the check.
Yeah.
Said his name was Lawson.
Lawson.
Could it have been one of your kinfolks, Eddie?
No, I don't think so. I don't think any of my kinfolks are going around throwing $100 cashier's checks around loose. Anyway, according to this description, don't fit anybody I know.
Eddie Lawson?
Hmm?
Look at me. Are you sure that you didn't do this to surprise me? After I asked you about the money a few weeks ago to buy spring things for the house?
Now, listen, Nellie. I may be crazy about you, but not that crazy. As much as I'd like to take credit, weren't me.
And so began the mystery of the Angel of Alva. Mrs. Lawson, pleased and happy, used the $100 to buy things she needed to fix up the house for spring and summer. Then, a few weeks later, at the home of Jack Blair, a 73-year-old ex-merchant and taxi driver who was living on an old-age pension of $18 a month, the following pleasant surprise took place.
Paul, here's a letter for you. I got it as I went by the post office.
I would be writing me letters, you suppose. Ain't time for my pension check.
No.
Well, I'll be daggone. Look at this, will you, Ma? Certified check for $100 from a big bank in Kansas City. Now, who do you suppose sent me that?
Ain't there no letter with it or nothing?
Nope. No, just this check for $100 in the envelope, that's all.
Well, bless my soul. Who do you suppose was kind enough to give us a pleasant surprise like that? Must have been some modest, charitable soul. Wanting to help us and not tell us a thing about it.
Well, it's most certainly wonderful of them, whoever did it. Because we certainly need the money. Whoever sent that was an angel. You know, it's a funny thing, Ma, but I was just saying to some of the boys the other day in town, all I owe in this world's $100. Now along comes this check and we can pay off the debt. At least have that much satisfaction.
Yes, Pa. With our debt paid off, we can start out afresh like... Turn over a new leaf and begin all over again.
¶¶
You got a check for $100, Brock?
Yes, sir. Just like old Jack Lee and Mrs. Lawson, only with a note in mine.
Huh?
Here's what it says. Use this money to make somebody as happy as it makes you. Signed, your sunshine friend. Now, what do you know about that?
Well, whoever this person is, they must think a whole lot of me. My check was for $150. Matter of fact, I come down near throwing the thing away. See, I didn't have my glasses on when the letter come, and I can't see worth a darn without my glasses. I thought it was some kind of an advertising coupon. I started to throw it away, and as luck would have it, I put my glasses on just about that time and realized it was a bona fide check.
You did.
And it's sure going to come in handy. Yep, that fire up at my house did $300 worth of damage. This $150 sure go a long way toward paying off part of the damage. What you going to do with yours, Brock?
Well, I'm pretty well off, so I'm going to follow the instructions on this note that came with the check.
Mm-hmm.
It says, make somebody as happy as it makes you, so I reckon I'll just divide it up between four needy families, and for good measure, I'll cancel a number of the old bills that would do me down the store before I retire.
And so four of Arvid's citizens were made happy by the benevolence of the mysterious stranger. And then a few days later, a Mrs. Grace Singleton, whose husband had died the year before, leaving her with a farm on her hands, walked into the bank at Arva and gave the president a surprise.
Good morning, Mrs. Singleton. Come in. Sit yourself down and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you very much, Timothy.
Hey. Now then, what can I do for you?
Well, I've come to pay off my note.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy, it's happened to me. Just like it happened to Nellie Lawson, old Jack Blair, Gus Judd, and Lucas Story.
Uh-huh.
See, here it is. Come in the mail today.
Mm-hmm. Another cashier's check for $100.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations. Hey, you got enough here to pay off the note and still have enough to buy seed oats for the fall this spring.
Yep.
Did you get any sort of word with it?
No, sir. Not a line.
Mm-hmm.
Just this check for $100 in an envelope, that's all. First, I thought maybe someone was settling up an old debt with me. Old George Boy died. For the life of me, I can't think who it would be. Then I realized it must be from the same person that was sending all those others the money.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am, that's the strangest thing I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like manna from heaven. And it certainly is doing this town a world of good. I just imagine that's more money than's coming to this town for many a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was up here the other day asking me to investigate the thing, but I told him I'm not doing any questioning. The money's good, and if we get too inquisitive, we might stop this flow of gold.
That's right, huh?
Town can certainly use all the money this mysterious stranger can send us. And for your sake, Mrs. Singleton, I'm mighty glad it happened to you.
It's you, Mrs. Wilson. Come on in. What's on your mind?
Doctor, look. It happened to me.
Here, ma'am. You better sit down. Excitement and the run across the street and up these stairs haven't done you any good. Now, just sit down and take it easy. Well, now, there you are. Now then, what's your trouble?
Trouble, Doctor. There's no trouble. It's just like I said, it happened to me. Just like it happened to the rest of them. I got one, too. See? A check. Just came in the mail.
A check for $50.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Mrs. Wilson.
Do you know, Doctor, to be as accurate as answer to my prayer. You know, I've been trying to run that big old 15-room house and make both ends meet, but the taxes haven't been paid for so long, and they were piling up to where I thought I might lose the place before I could get a chance to sell it. As a matter of fact, Doctor, only last night I actually knelt down and prayed to heaven to find me some way out of the fix I was in. And here this morning I received a check in the mail. It's a miracle, Doctor. An answer to my prayer, that's what it is.
Well, it certainly looks like it to me, Mrs. Wilson. Whoever the person is, it's been blessing the people of this town with the money. That person can best be described as an angel of mercy.
Yes, Doctor, you're absolutely right. You know, it's a wonder to me that for all the good that you've done to the folks in this town, the angel or whatever it is, that it hasn't rewarded you. Oh, but don't you despair. You'll be the next one to get one of these checks. You wait and see.
No, Mrs. Wilson, I'm not counting on it. Why, they've even forgotten I'm here.
Hi, Doc. Got the mail for you.
Oh, yes.
It is.
Thank you, Sam. Touch of spring in the air today, isn't it?
That's right. Well, Miss Wilson, I understand I brought you good luck today.
You certainly did, Sam.
How much was it?
It was a check for $50, and thank you very much.
Well, now, don't thank me, ma'am. Thank the fellow for doing the good work. Certainly helped me out. Gosh almighty, I'm the most popular postman in the country these days. Doc, I bet I could roll up more votes than Jim Farley in this town. Well, better be going. Folks can't wait till I come by to see whether I'm bringing them one of them checks. Go on, Miss Wilson.
Bye.
Go on, Doc.
I was sick, and he ministered unto me.
Every man shall be rewarded for his work.
Why, Doctor, you're quoting the scripture.
No. No, Mrs. Wilson, I'm just reading this little note that's just arrived. The angels visited me, too. Evidently, that mysterious stranger, philanthropic angel, or whatever you want to call him, must know that a country doctor needs ready cash. He didn't bother to send me a check. Look what I got. It's 50, a 20, and a $10 bill.
And so it goes on. Since the first month of this year, 13 such gifts have been officially reported. In the little town of Ava, several good people received these gifts through the mail. And to date, they are still none the wiser as to the identity of the angel who is showering these gifts upon the little Ozark town. No one has been able to learn who is this mysterious benefactor, the angel of Ava. You have just heard the front page drama, The Angel of Ava, dramatized from the story, The Town of Ava's Strange Pennies from Heaven. An appealing human interest story to be found as one of the many interesting and worthwhile features in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present The Bull with the Delicate Eagle. For this week's front page drama, The Bull with the Delicate Eagle, is a dramatization of a most amusing story entitled Gamblers Who Bribe Bulls Not to Fight, which is to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, a magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that gives you the American Weekly. Bullfights in Bosnia, one of the remote mountainous districts of Yugoslavia, are quite different from the traditional Spanish variety. In Bosnia, the popular pastime is a battle between bull and